You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Anders, producer and executive music producer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Matthew Sklar, composer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Bob Martin. I'm a co-book writer, co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Gordon Cox. I am the contributing theater editor at Variety and the host of Variety's Stagecraft podcast. You've talked about working with Ryan all along throughout this conversation. How does that enthusiasm that he felt for the show, from what I understand, from the minute he saw it on Broadway, how does that, I mean, it carries over in his drive to get you guys do it louder, faster, funnier, as fast as you possibly, you know, and get it done really fast. But what does that enthusiasm do for the project overall as you were creating it and, you know, the mood of the project and everyone involved in it?
Well, I mean, it sets a great tone right from the beginning when the person on top is enthusiastic about a project. Good flows downhill and so does bad, right? And Thankfully it was all good on this one. And I remember I was out of the country when he called me about this, and it was palpable, his excitement for it. And he's like, you got to go listen to this right away and, you know, get over here, get back into the country. I'm on vacation, man. Calm down. That enthusiasm also, you know, when he gets excited about something, that's how you end up with Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman, James Corden, Kerry White. You know, it's just infectious. And you get on the phone with him, you're like, I'm doing it. I don't even know what it is, but I'm doing it.
It all happened very fast. Yeah, I mean, he saw the show, in January, and Bob and I were sitting down with him in LA in February, and they were off and running like right away. So it was a very fast process. I happened to be there that night because I knew he was coming, because one of our lead producers, Bill Damaschke, had been trying to get Ryan there. And so he finally got Ryan there, and I met him after, and Ryan just, I met him, and he was really, really lovely. And he just said, I have some ideas. I have some good ideas. And then, you know, a few days later, we find out that he wants to make it a project. So it was really wild. And
a good idea.
Yeah, good idea. And then Bob and I met him on the set of Ratched. So we were in like a haunted house. It was very strange.
It was intense.
That's actually his atmosphere. Everybody keeps saying it's a set. It was his house. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Craft Services right outside.
Very practical.
But it was a great meeting. And he expressed to us how personal it was for him. You know, it was very similar to his personal story. And he wanted to make this movie, and he wanted to make it now. And that was just palpable from him. And we left that meeting kind of like, oh my God, this is really going to happen. It was really,
by the way,
really
that,
wild.
You know, I've known Ryan a very long time now and seen how he can move mountains with his enthusiasm, with his drive, and when he sets his mind to something. And I think Glee was, you know, a bit of that. It was groundbreaking, you know, what he did with that. But just being able to finish this movie and get it out this year during this pandemic is a testament to his drive, because it was a freaking nightmare. You know, I was in the middle of it. And most people just push the pause button until next year and we'll figure it out. But he's like, no, we're getting out this year, period.
He doesn't have a pause button.
No, he doesn't.
Does he?
No. There's no break. It's only the accelerator.
You know, the other thing was that we weren't doing that well on Broadway. We were.
Yeah, we were struggling.
We saw the the end coming. Ryan swooping in and giving our show, you know, as I said, a global audience, was like a gift that we couldn't have possibly dreamed of.
But you did that on purpose too, just so the thing would ring truer. it was super.
Oh, he was responsible for the wings.
Right. He's behind everything.
The movie comes out at the end of this extraordinary year where we not only have the pandemic, but we have this sort of massive movement for social and racial justice. And Bob, I think it was you who mentioned earlier in the conversation, like, it felt like the perfect time. I wonder if you could all sort of expand on that a little for me. And
thing I will say is that as we were writing this thing over the years, politics changed dramatically. Right. We began writing it in the Obama administration, and there was a point at which it seemed irrelevant. It seemed like, you know what, this is not really, do we even need to make this anymore? And then things shifted. Like,
I don't know what you mean,
right? Anyway, it became even more important. And And as I say, Ryan had said he wanted the film to come out before the election, and I'm really glad that it came out after the election, because yeah. I think it would have been just drowned in everything that was going on. So it landed in as I said, just at the right moment, when there was just, we could feel like we could hope again for a better future.
One thing that Ryan said was, you know, I want a gay kid in Russia to be able to sit down and watch this movie. And the crazy thing is, it was in the top 10 in Russia for weeks and weeks. And so to think that somebody in such a sort of terrible place to be gay can turn this on and see themselves represented and see a happy ending, really is, you know, it's been bad there for a while, but you know, it's great to know that this is available, you know, to them now.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Broadway Podcast Network in association with Netflix and Sony Masterworks. Be sure to watch The Prom on Netflix and grab the soundtrack everywhere streaming music is found.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.